KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have fair to partly cloudy skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy for the balance of the day. A high around 82, winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, fair to partly cloudy with a low around 654. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, after taking a year off due to the pandemic, more than three dozen Iowa communities will be taking part in National Night Out this evening. In Red Oak, Fountain Square Park is the site for a showcase of area law enforcement, fire, and EMT agencies. Red Oak Fire Chief Justin Ramey told KJAN News it's not just about Red Oak's police, fire, and EMS. They reached out to surrounding counties and jurisdictions and asked them to attend, just like many other communities are doing across the country.
We have just a multitude of different agencies, whether it be fire, police, EMS services. We may have a potential for a medical helicopter landing, whether it be air evac out of Clarinda or LifeNet helicopter services out of Omaha. It's kind of the theme of public safety, safety of the public. We want to educate the citizens of what there is offered out there to them.
And you may even have a chance to meet the people who protect the president.
We have the potential for a Secret Service agent out of the Omaha division to be down. You know, they're just going to provide information as far as what they do and what different services they provide.
While you're at Fountain Square Park, you're welcome to look at the various pieces of equipment, talk with police, fire, and first responders, and pick up some free food.
We have food vendors that are gracious enough from here in the community to come up, offer, you know, different free foods such as nachos, hot dogs. There's some popcorn, cookies, different types of things. They come up, set up booths.
Ramey says you'll find lots of information from medical professionals about staying healthy and safe in the sun, on the farm, and more.
Farm safety. Obviously, we're in the farming communities. We got a large farming presence here in Southwest Iowa, obviously. So we do have, like, AgriVision. They bring a combine down, and we talk about, like, last few years, we set up a vehicle behind it. We've had people crawl in the cab of the combine, look in the mirrors, and actually try to grasp where, you know, when you're in that type of machinery, they are not always able to see you when you're behind them. So we've had school buses down there, and we actually get the people in there and kind of educate them on stopping for school buses and the safety that's involved with school buses.
And the Iowa DNR will talk about hunter safety and hunter education. After a one-year absence due to COVID-19, National Night Out takes place from 6 until 8 p.m. You can find the community nearest you that's having National Night Out events at www.natw.org. The list locally includes Bridgewater, Council Bluffs, and Stewart, and this marks the 37th year of these events. It's National Farmers Market Week, and now is a great time to visit the four Cass County Farmers Markets. Summer produce favorites, including tomatoes, sweet corn, green beans, and potatoes, are now in season. The Cass County Farmers Market offers a range of locations, days, and times to accommodate shoppers from across the country. You can find the entire list in the same story on the news or the Ag and Outdoor page at KJAN.com. Well, there's the Atlantic Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon from June through August. You can join local farmers there to purchase your locally grown fresh vegetables, including hydroponic tomatoes. The vegetables are picked and offered for sale as they are ready in the fields. Also available at the Atlantic Farmers Market is honey, pollen, popcorn, farm fresh eggs, jellies, dressings, barbecue sauces, salsa, and much more. The Anita Farmers Market takes place on Tuesdays from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Bandshell Park on Main Street in Anita from June to August as well. You can visit the various farmers in the shade to purchase fresh, locally grown vegetables, including everything from asparagus to zucchini. When they're ripe and ready, the vendors offer a variety of additional products, including honey, farm fresh eggs, Lions Club nuts, fresh baked goodies, popcorn, jellies, salsas, sauces, handcrafted items, and metal yard art. Also, there's the Lewis Farmers Market, and that takes place at 201 First Street in Lewis at 3HO. The times are Tuesdays, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and Thursdays, same time, and that'll be from June through September. Highlights for the Lewis Farmers Market include fresh produce, baked treats, craft, and pallet wood creations. Also, don't forget about produce in the park. That's at the Atlantic City Park on Thursdays from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. through September. They offer fresh, local produce, baked goods, honey, meat, soaps, handmade craft items, kettle corn, and fresh squeezed lemonade. Dinner on the site. Produce in the Park also offers live music taste tests featuring seasonal produce and offers a space for community organizations to share information with the public. Elsewhere in the news, Congresswoman Cindy Axne of West Des Moines has endorsed one of the Democrats seeking a chance to run for the U.S. Senate seat Republican Charles Grassley currently holds today. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Cindy Axne, the only Democrat in Iowa's congressional delegation, has been considering whether to seek re-election to the U.S. House, run for governor, or run for the U.S. Senate. Her endorsement of Democrat Abby Finkenauer's U.S. Senate bid makes clear that third option is off the table. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Axne and Finkenauer campaigned in Des Moines last night together. Former Crawford County Supervisor Dave Mulbauer and Dr. Glenn Hurst of Minden have also announced they're seeking the Democratic Party's 2022 nomination for the U.S. Senate. There is a mid-March deadline for getting petition signatures filed in the Secretary of State's office in order to qualify for the June primary ballot. Retired Admiral Mike Franken from Sioux City told the Carroll Times-Herald he's been seeking medical care at the Maine Military Hospital in Washington, D.C. over the past few weeks and plans to launch another bid for the U.S. Senate once he gets a clean bill of health. Franken ran for the U.S. Senate in 2020 but finished second in the Democratic Party primary. That is a check for news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.